Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus, Lui Nishmas, Alisha Chanina, Ben Rav Aaron Avram. We're going to be beginning with Hashem Maseches Negaim. Torah writes, Yikra, Yud Gimel Beis, Adam Kiyah B'or B'Sar V'Se'es, V'Sapachas V'Heres, V'Haya B'or B'Sar L'Neged Saraz. If a person has in his skin a Se'es, or Sapachas, or Beheres, and it is a Neged Saras in his skin. So these are different types of skin discoloration, they're called Negaim. Then it should be a Neged Saras in his skin. So the Gemara in Shavuos, the Vav Amud Beis, says that Beheres is very bright white. Se'es is a duller shade of white. So these are the Avos, these are the father, these are the primary Negaim. Sapachas is not the name of a discoloration. It just means a secondary color. It's a tolada. So as the Bartanura explains, that since the Pasuk put Sapachas in between Se'es and Beheres, it tells us that each of the Avos has a tolada. That's what the Mishnah says. Maris Negaim, Shnayim Shehem Arba. So there are two Maris Negaim, there are two appearances of Negaim. These are the Avos. And what are they? Beheres is very white, snow white. No dwarfs here, just a snow white. And then Se'es, which is a Machlokas later in the Mishnah. And then there are also going to be two Tolados. Kohen has to know the difference between the Avos and the Talados for a number of reasons. According to the Bartanura, only two Avos, or an Av and its own Talada, can be a Negatame. So if you have a very small Nega that's made of different Saraz shades, it's going to be Tame only when it is the color of two Avos, or an Av and a Tolada. But if it's a Tolada and a non-corresponding Av, or a Tolada, then the Neges Tahor. So that's the Bartanura. Rambam argues. Rambam holds that any Nega can combine with any Nega. So why then do we have a distinction between Av and Tolada? According to the Rambam, only a Kohen who can describe which shade is the Tolada of which Av can rule on any Nega. Samaris Negaim Shnaim Shehem Arba. Bartanura writes, Ksivi Bakra Behedya Se'esu Baheres. It says explicitly in the Pasuk, Se'es and Beheres, like we said, we read out the pasuk. Shein Arab Yesh Lo Rab Sot Shnai Mechem Lo Ksivukra. We can include two more that are not written in the pasuk. Behein Tolada De Seis for Tolada De Beheres. So that's the Tolada of Seis and the Tolada of Beheres. Secondary color. The marbina luhumi sapachas. This is coming, this is included when you have the word in the Torah sapachas, because shein sapachas shem nega loshen tefela. Sapachas isn't the name of a discoloration, but rather it means that it's tefel. It's ancillary. V'cheinu omer sapcheni na lachas hakunas. Bring a pasuk from Shmuel. To make me part, to make me ancillary. V'hiti lakos of sapachas. And the pasuk puts sapachas in between se'es and beheres to teach you that there's a tolada for se'es and there's also a tolada for beheres. So what are the colors? Beheres is azel kishelik, Rashi writes, Levana b'yoser. Baharis is as bright like snow. Rashi says, very white. Tchsivim baharis levana hi. He levana ve'ein lamala mimena levana. She's white, and there's nothing above it that's more white. Super white. Snow white. So that's the baharis is bright like snow. What's the heilige tolada of, I don't know if it's so heilig, but it's in the Torah, it's holy on some level. What's the tolada of Baharis? Shnia la kesida heichol. Secondary to it is like the lime of the sanctuary. So this is a nega, the same shade of white as the walls of the heichol. So every year they replaster these walls with lime before Pesach. And therefore, it was a very bright white. We do our Pesach painting, so too they did in the Beis HaMikdash, pre-Pesach painting. So most Mefarshim hold that this lime is number three, the third brightest. So first you have snow, and then wool, and then lime, and then egg membrane, as we're going to see now. So again, Baharis Azik Ishelig, Shnia Lakasira Hechel, Vehase Ace, Kikrum Beitza, Se'ace is like the membrane of an egg. So the other primary nega is Se'ace, and this is the Sheet of Rav Meir. This is the dullest of the four shades of the nega, the color of the membrane of an egg. Not the color of the shell, as the Tiferes Yisrael says, but the membrane inside the eggshell. Bratanura writes, Se'es kekurma besa, desavar haitana, this tana holds, ein se'es alashen gova. V'cheinu amro kol gvos hanisos. So seis is a lesson of being high. Brings a pasuk from Yeshaya to that effect. And there's no kea belavnunis, there's no dull shade of white. B'chol arba samaras kekurim beitza, like the membrane of an egg. L'fikach hu gavoa yoser mikulam, kemaret sel gavoa min hachama. And therefore it's higher than the other ones, because it's like the shade which is above the sun. That's why it's called Se'es. That's why it's called higher, because it's like shade which is above the sun. So it's the darkest of the four colors, and that's why it looks like it's elevated above the other colors, like the shade above the sun. So v'ase'es kekru mabeitza, and shniala, what's its tolada? Ketsemer lavan, like white wool. Divrei Reb Meir. So according to Reb Meir, the tolada of se'es, of this egg membrane, is white like the clean wool of a newborn lamb. So according to the Bar Tanura, Rav Meir holds that the nega, the shade of an egg membrane, the av, combines with the nega, the shade of wool, the tolada, and with the snow-white nega, the other av. So you can have two avos, or an av in its tolada, but not the av of it, not a different tolada. Not two different toladas, and not an oven, a different tolada. So according to Rav Meir, a tolada doesn't mean that it's duller, that it's the duller shade of the of. No. We see here by Eis, it's the opposite. We see that the Av is duller than the Tolada. That's all Shitas Rabbi Meir. Comes the Chachamim Omrim, Hase'es Ketzemer Lavan, Shniela Kekrum Beitza. The Chachamim say that what's Se'es like? Like white wool. Not like the Rabbi Meir says that Se'es is Kekrum Beitza. No. He holds it's like white wool. The Av is like white wool, and then Shniyala is Kekrum Beitza. So the Chachamim hold that the two brightest Negaim, snow and wool, are the Avos. And the other two shades, lime and egg membrane, are the Tolados. So lime, which is the brighter of the two tolados, that's the tolada of the brighter Av, the Beheres. And egg membrane, the dullest of all four, is the tolada of the duller Av, of Se'es. So according to Rav Meir, something very interesting comes in. According to most Mefarshim, the order of the four Nega shades are snow, wool, lime, and egg membrane. So it comes out that what's the brightest of the four Negaim? The snow. What's second? Wool. What is wool? Wool is the tolada of the duller Av. So you have an Av is the brightest, then the tolada of the duller Av is the second brightest. Then number three, you have the lime, which is the tolada of the brighter Av. And then number four, you have the Av, the Se'es, which is Kekrum HaBeitza. And according to Chachamim, what are the two brightest Negaim? Snow and wool, and those are the Avos. And then the two Talados are lime and egg membrane. So lime, the brighter of the two Talados, is the Talad of the brighter of Beheres. And then egg membrane, which is the dullest of all four shades, is the Talad of the duller Av of Se'es. So according to the Chachamim, the Seder seems to make sense. The Avos are the brighter ones, and the duller ones are the Talados. And three goes with one, and two goes, and four goes with two. The brighter Av has the brighter Talada, and the brighter and the duller Av is the duller Talada. But according to Rav Meir, a Talada doesn't mean that it's a duller shade of the Av, because the Talada of a Seis is brighter than the Av. And wool is brighter than the lime of the Heichal. So it comes out that you even have a Tolada that's brighter than an Av. So, Ad Kan Midivrei HaMishnah HaRishona. Again, just reading it out quickly. Maris Negaim Shnaim Shem Arba. So the impurities in the Negaim are two that are four. Beheres Azek Eshelik. Beheres is bright like snow. Shnia like a Sida Heichal. Secondary to it is like the lime of the sanctuary. Vase'es Kekrum Beitza. Se'es is like the membrane of an egg. And Shnia la Ketzemer Lavan is like white wool. to the Reb Meir, the Chachamim Omrim, Haseis Kitzemer Lavan, Seis is like white wool. That's the Av of Seis. And Shniala Kakrum Beitza, and then the Tolada, secondary to it, is like the membrane of the egg. So Chachamim dispute Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that Se'es is Kekrum Beitza. Chachamim holds Se'es is Ketzemer Lavan. Rabbi Meir holds Shniala Ketzemer Lavan. And Chachamim holds Shniala Kekrum Beitza. And there's obviously a lot more to say on this Mishnah, and we hope to go more into it in future Shiurim, and continue seeing wonders from the Torah of Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.